is stronger than man. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, that flesh should not glory in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing words of scripture this morning that so many of us can identify with? You see, when we follow the Lord and we embrace the dream of God, the world say to us, you are foolish. You are crazy. When we try to pray for someone with Down syndrome or autism, the medics say you are crazy, right? They look at you and say, don't you understand? This is a genetic problem. You can't help it. Is it God is responsible for this? You can't fix this. And so to the world, we are foolish when we attempt to step into that area to believe God to do healing or for cancer. This morning, we are praying against this situation, this disease that if you walk in a hospital, the doctors say, you know, we'll try to contain this, we'll try to cut this out, cut that out, and hopefully, you know, you may have 5 years. But eventually, you will succumb to this because, you know, we never know when you can be healed of this. But to step in the realm where God says, all things are possible. Amen. All things are possible. And I heard a testimony. This runs in my family relationship. This mother was having a baby, and all the pre-diagnostic said the baby is going to be born with Down syndrome. What do you do? If you are, pro-life, pro-choice, whatever you call yourself in this whole American debate, where you have this, privilege or this advanced knowledge of knowing what kind of child they're going to have. And if it does not fit your requirements, then you have the choice to make a decision about whether you want this child or not. But if the Bible said every child is a gift of God, then you have a certain responsibility to now engage on God about this gift. And so this parents said, when they received that news, they have these two choices, either to continue this pregnancy or to abort this pregnancy and not having the responsibility to deal with the Down syndrome kid for the rest of their lives. But being from godly heritage and all, they said, we can't do that. And they started to pray. And they said, God, what you give to us is good. You cannot allow this to happen. You cannot allow this to happen. We know the doctors say this, but we will not agree with what the doctors say. We want to agree with your word because you say from your word, every gift that you give to us is going to be good. And we speak over this baby that's in the womb, that God, you will do everything to reverse the diagnostic and the prediction of the baby. Eventually, baby Abraham was born, and he's not Down syndrome. He's not Down syndrome. If you have the choice in, say, communist China today,